We're living in the fifth dimensional consciousness, where we are creating our reality faster than we can imagine. And 95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious programming. Imagine how your life will be when that 95% subconscious programming is set to attract, manifest, and create everything you desire. Would you like help to change yours? Join Tamara Oviatt in Living in Fifth Dimensional Consciousness here on OM Times every week, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming process that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Join her now for Living in the Fifth Dimensional Consciousness.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. I'm so excited to have my guest, Linda Howell, with me. Linda Howell has been teaching Akashic Records for over three decades. She started in 1996. She has five award-winning books. She teaches all around the world. She started this in 1996. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. I was still very much asleep at that time. Helping people, thousands of people globally, how to read the Akashic Records and how to feel better about themselves and be able to be in their own power. So thank you so much, Linda, for joining me. I'm so excited that you're here with me today and to share with our guest your incredible talents. I've heard about you through many different people and how incredible you are. So I really wanted to connect with you, and I really thank you for being here and to help our guests to feel good about themselves and to be at peace within their hearts. So what would you like to share about the Akashic Records and your journey to doing what you're doing?
That's wonderful. Well, first of all, first things first, thank you very much. You know, it's great for me to be with you and with all your guests. Do you know, I always love it when we can get together like this, because there's a sense, I feel it, maybe you do, your guests. This is an opportunity to become aware of the connection that we've all had forever, right? For so many lifetimes, who can count? And this connection is indestructible. And that is something, you know, we've talked a bit about, you know, taking care of ourselves, finding peace, and, you know, being a presence for peace in the world. And my experience in the records has actually made that very real to me. So I came into the records. It was so, you know, I came into the records in 1994. I started teaching in 1996. Wow. And then it just exploded, which, listen, I mean, you can tell I'm from Chicago. I grew up in a very traditional Midwest family. Who knew what Akashic was, you know? Well, I'm like, what is this Akashic thing? But, you know, I heard the word and I was like, I must go. I mean, it just like took my heart, right? And that was the beginning of what has turned out to be nothing but, you know, one fabulous surprise after another. But I'll tell you, I first learned the records in 94. I used them for myself and in readings with people. It was tremendous, right? And what I learned at that time from the record is that this is an infinite spiritual resource, right, for growth and transformation. So, Tamara, I thought I knew what that meant. So here I am. I'm like, oh, sure, yeah, you know. But anyway, you know, I was doing all the workshops. I was doing the thing. I was on the path. But this Akashic thing, so I thought to myself, I will do this until it dries up, right? Because I had done a few things in my past, and we get to a point where it'd be enough already. So I came in with the record, and do you know, it just never, there is constant, we are always growing. And the record, we are at a time in history, unlike any other, where our awareness of the connection we have with this infinite resource is awakening. And the truth is, which I find this hilarious, right? Our predecessors are not really that much help with this. And they're not much help with this because it was not available to them in the same way, right? And so this means that we are the leaders. We are the first generation in history to have conscious, deliberate access to the Akashic field for our own growth and transformation. And, you know, when we have personal growth and transformation, then planetary growth naturally follows, right? Because, like, you know, because we're all one and we're all connected. And so if I have an awareness and grow, somehow it will trickle down to you. Or, I mean, these are horizontal vibrations, right? And we, because we're interdependent. You know, listen, I can go on and on. Ask me a specific question. So what do you want to know about this? You know, this is my life, which I have to tell you, I never expected this. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I didn't think it was going to be this, right? And every time I thought, I've had it, I'm done with this, blah, blah, blah. It's almost as if, right, I get to this edge. There's like a tilt. My consciousness, it must be a tilt, and the record opens up again like never before. Yeah. So it truly is infinite, and it's simple. So please ask me something specific.
Well, I mean, you started this in 1994. I mean, how did that happen? How did that come about?
Oh, this is so great. So here's what happened. So I grow up, you know, I'm having a life. I wake up, I'm like 24, and I have everything I thought I wanted. I had a fabulous job that I happened to hate, but it was still a good job, right? I had a good job that I hated. I had a closet full of clothes. I mean, all these things, right? I had great friends. Please don't get me wrong. My life was everything I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. The only problem was something was wrong, and I felt it inside because there was a level of fulfillment missing. I didn't know what it was. So I made like a desperate prayer to the universe or whoever the heck was listening. I didn't even care at that point. I was like, help. And so what happened was this, I don't know when it was, a couple of weeks later, I had this experience that I've come to understand was a moment of spiritual awakening, as so many in our time are having, right? Mm-hmm. In this moment, I was in the depth of despair and, oh, self-pity, blah, blah, blah. I was there, and suddenly I was overcome with an awareness that who I am is who I am meant to be. That the life I'm living is right on track, even though I have opinions of otherwise, right? That life itself enjoys me. That it is not an accident. I am not a walk-in. I am not an error in the cosmos. This is all as it should be. Now, I have to tell you, I was blown away because I come from a tradition where if I'm going to feel good about myself, I have to earn it, damn it. I have to be good. I have to follow the rules. I have to, you know, all that stuff. And this was like, I couldn't believe it. So I set out on the path. Okay. I didn't know it was the path. I didn't know what I was doing. But I thought, whatever this is, I must have it in my life. I must. So off I went. I went every, you name the thing. I probably tried it. Every religion, everything. I went to workshops. I stood on my head. I drank the green drink. I did it all. And it was all good. You understand? I mean, I was reading tarot cards. I did shamanic healing. I mean, everything was good. And one day I woke up and I was like, there has got to be a way to experience the unconditional love, the that primal pulse of life, the power of life itself. So, and wisdom, right? Not, no more goofiness, wisdom. I thought there has got to be a way to do this that's easy. So then this friend said, then I was, so I went to this, I was on a panel and there was a woman there talking about the Akashic Record. Well, I want you to know, I thought she was the weirdest person I ever met. I mean, she was very nice. Don't get me wrong. She was just like nobody I was going to be friends with. You understand? She was very obtuse. And I thought, you know, she was like, ooh, but when she said the word Akashic, but this was, you know, 1994. So we're in the early stages of, you know, global awakening. Anyway, she says Akashic, I felt like I got electrocuted. I didn't even know, right? It went into my heart. Thought, whatever this is, I went to her workshop. She had a workshop. It was a 2 afternoons or something. I went, I followed the directions. I'm well-trained. I followed the directions. And lo and behold, as I'm opening the records, I have this experience that is the closest. It might even be exact to the experience I had when I was 24. Now, when this happened, I was 40. Had someone told me that it would take me 16 years to make this connection, I would have said, forget it. I'm going to go do something. But that's how powerful, I mean, you know yourself, when we have these moments, they are transformational. They're riveting, they're compelling. And so there I was, and I got this. I was like, holy smokes. I stopped everything I was doing. And here was my thing to myself. I made like a promise to myself. I would follow this until it dried up. It was 1994. What year is it? It's late.
It's been a few years.
Who knows, whatever it is. It's a while later. And here I am. And I want you to know, I just finished my 5th book and I'm working on some new material. I mean, I'm like, this thing it doesn't let up. And that is one of the great, I don't know. It's like good fortune. Yeah. That when working within the Akashic field, you know, we're liberated from old ideas like the sky god and, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. There is no deity involved. It is a field of energy, of light, of truth and power. And when those combine in a space that is governed by principle, spiritual principle, you know, no judgment, no resistance, no fear. Those are the governing principles. That is like, you know, where I come from, it's like, all right, resist everything, judge everything and everybody, and be very afraid, right? Because life is whatever. So I begin to look in the records, right? And discover a few things that, you know, I always think, you know, what's new about the new age, right? And so I'm in this exploration because I really don't know what I'm doing. Truth be told, I have no idea. I'm just following the light. And what I discover for myself is that, first of all, that life is essentially good, that there's no force out there trying to punish or get me for my errors, right? And that not only is life good, you know, what is the word where it's like it's beneficial, right? It gives. Okay, life is generous, yeah? But guess what? So am I. and so are you, so are all of your guests, are essentially good. So the first shift in awareness is from, oh, I'm bad, I've got to transform, I've got to get away from all this negativity and terribleness. From a record's point of view, it's like, well, you know, you only had those ideas because that was the best idea you had at the time.
Right.
When I got that, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
It's like radical crazy. I was like, wait a second, this can't be right. Then, you know, and one thing led to another. In 2001, I received this pathway prayer process, which is what I teach today. And I teach it globally. It's very effective. It's simple. It's conscious, responsible, and deliberate. Bingo. It's great. So there's no going into trance. You know, excuse me. People don't have to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of, right? And I didn't know that when I first came in. I was afraid of everything. Now I think a little fear would be good, right? And develop a little caution. But anyway, so, and then the thing about the pathway prayer process, this also was a direct answer to like a prayer, like a call out to the universe. And the, my call was, there must be a way to connect with this wisdom that has heart. Because see, I was working with an access, was very good. Don't get me wrong, it was very good. The problem with it was emotionally cold. And what I know about being is coldness does not help me transform. Warmth, love, acceptance, kindness, respect, these qualities in an environment like that, I naturally let go of the old ideas. But I, human beings, in order to grow and change, must be, they have the experience of being emotionally safe. And that was the experience I had in the records. And that's the experience that to this day. And then once I got the pathway prayer, you know, I went to, anyway, it was like the floodgates opened.
Is that something you would like to share with our guests or?
The prayer, they can get it on my, they can get it on my website. No, I'm not, this is not, I don't want to teach people. You know, the thing is, this is.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to teach people, but it is something that you could, you know, say to help calm people or something like that. Or.
Well, here's the thing. So the prayer itself will get us into the records, right? But the thing is that in order to even get in the records, you have to have the desire and the awareness of the possibility. That in itself, if someone, like if anyone who's listening, like a guest, has an awareness in their heart, I mean, and you can put your hand on your heart and close your eyes, right? And take a moment to become aware that who you are, where you are, the way you are is really ideal. That in these times of dramatic change and turmoil, those dreams, hopes, and wishes you have carried within for lifetimes are exactly what you need to become the person you truly are. And it is no accident that your hopes, dreams, desires, wishes, secret longings living within you are exactly what the world needs from you right now. And as you sit in this place of kindness, respect, awareness, appreciation, and aliveness, know that the universe is your partner. You
are co-creating. It is happening. You have loved yourself for centuries upon centuries. And in this lifetime, you are here to experience, to stimulate and activate that truth within you. You are here to experience and express the unconditional love living within you through your soul's purposes. And for you, there are many. And so for now, let's leave this be, knowing that the awareness stimulated within you will only blossom as we go forward from here. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the space.
That's really beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
It's funny how when we do a process like that, you're doing what I do. I get really calm and mellow afterwards. My voice changes.
I know.
That's fantastic.
But you know, this is a part that is very real to all of us. We all have it. I think the challenge for many of us is to sit down and be quiet long enough, which really, in truth, is not that long. It just takes moments to shift. Do you know, the Akashic field is, it's present everywhere, and it's perceptual, right? So we're talking about a subtle shift in our awareness that we can get to deliberately when we use the prayer, right?
Right.
That's really, and I know you, and I know many of your listeners connect with the Akashic field. I know. I mean, this is like, of course, because see, the only people who really want to do this are people who are already related to it.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And it's the desire itself that indicates the potential for success.
Yeah.
So anyone with a desire, right? We know you're going to be good at it because you want to be. And if you look out in the world, not everybody is interested in these things. There's a small group of us, right? And our job is to wake up and experience. You know, within each of us, there is a vial or a chamber, a dimension, an inner realm of unconditional love, life, power, truth, wisdom, right? And when we work in the Akashic field, it stimulates that which we've already always had. We don't get anything from working in the record. Actually, what's interesting, and I think it really corresponds so much to the work you do, is that when we work in the record, it is a space for release. It's a space to let go. Because the truth is already in there.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, God, you know, we're up forever throwing stuff out. And that's what happens in the space of emotional safety, kindness, and respect. So.
Yeah, and it's all inside of you. And that's what I tell people. I mean, I teach a process to go into like the central sun, heart chakra, the eye of God, or just go into your heart. Because some people need to go to an outside space for that connection, because they are unable to actually get into their own hearts, and they're afraid to go into their own hearts. They're afraid to go inside. So I always teach everything is inside of you. You know, if you need to go out there to do this, you can, but it's right here. And when you go right here, that's where everything is.
Yes. And I love it but you recognize that this is a new idea.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 years ago, I mean, think of your own relatives. I mean, I think of mine. I'm like, oh, my God, no. I mean, everything was outside. This was what human beings, that was the best idea we had, was that everything was outside of us. And what's interesting about the record is that it's both within, as you, right? You know that it's within. Yeah. We carry it within our soul and it's beyond. So it's interesting. It's a very circular process because as we connect with the record, we can go out to come in or we can come in to go out. It's all connected. It's all one. Yeah. And we want to jump in wherever we can. Right. And it doesn't matter. And it's interesting because based on where people are coming from, right? Past lives, family of origin, there's a million factors, as you know. Depending on that, people have different like clusters of old ideas that have to clear. Right. Yeah. And that is what, and I think once we accept that, like in the records, what facilitates release, what really activates the process of freedom is acceptance of our limitations. And as we make peace with ourselves for even having them, boom, they go. They just go. But as long as we have a negative judgment about anything, we're stuck with it.
Right.
It's really, I mean, you know, I did not know that the Akashic Record was governed by spiritual principles. I didn't know. I thought it was a bunch of old guys in robes reading books. You know, I had no idea. I mean, this, you know, and I have come to understand it's none of that. It's none of that. This is a field of light, love, energy, power, truth. I mean, that's what it is. So there's, thank goodness, there's nobody to pray to, nothing to implore, no unnecessary sacrifices to make. But you know, it's been very
God, no. No sacrifices.
Except, you know what the sacrifice is letting go of old ideas. The idea that I am no good, that is what I must sacrifice in order to go deeper.
I like that. Okay, we need to go to a commercial.
Please, please, sorry.
We will be right back just in like 2 minutes, you guys, and we'll continue. You're very interesting. I want to ask you a bunch more questions. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, you guys, commercial, and we'll be right back. And when Linda finishes at the very end, I promise I'm going to be running some activations for you. So we'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you so much, Linda. So we were really going deep in some really great discussions. What else would you like to share with our guests?
Well, I'll tell you what's been on my mind lately.
Good.
Because I know what's on my mind, it's probably on yours and everyone else's, which is the way it is, right? But do you know, I know that this business of self-care, right, has become very, very important to so many of us on the path, right? It really, and I know especially for those of us who have a commitment to improving planetary life, improving the human experience, improving, raising the consciousness level, right, through our positive vibration. So, but it's interesting because when I was working in my record, I'm asking about all this, what about the world and the turmoil and the carrying on? And what I get is to go inside, right, and to explore issues of self-care. Because in order to be a presence for peace, I must be a presence of peace. Exactly. And so I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, it's easier for me to work on you than me.
Yes.
It's exactly. The human, right? It's the human condition. So here's what's so interesting. In my record, I am examining, like, what is the whole, what's the deal with self-care? Why is everyone so worked up? Well, it turns out from an Akashic standpoint, the idea of self-care has changed, okay? It used to be historically, and I don't know, you know, I mean, I was raised on this and maybe you or some of your guests are, that I had to take care of myself so that I would become good enough, right? So that I could earn approval of the people around me and right? The problem is it involved a lot of unnecessary self-sacrifice and bitterness and resentment. Other than that, it was a great strategy. But, you know, it was like, oh, my God. So the new understanding is that that self-care, in order to be effective, cannot involve self-sacrifice, right? I can't like be a good neighbor because it's good for you. I have to be a good neighbor because it makes me happy. I'm like, wait a minute here, because the idea of martyrdom, very fashionable, right? For thousands of years. I mean, you know that, right? It's like, oh, we'll all be martyrs. And I don't know, they're going to throw us in the fire pit yet again, right? We're going to go through all that. And then I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to earn some goodness or something. The records are like, you can just stop that right now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but what do I do? What do I do? And so I had to understand, I had to really come to terms with the idea of self-care is it is an expression of self-love. It's not a way to get self-love. We already love ourselves. Life already loves you. I didn't know that, right? So I'm like, well, wait a second. So self-care is a strategy to stimulate the love we have for ourselves and others within us. That's what it is. The other thing is that self-care is alive. So I don't know about you, but I'm a real planner. You know, I like charts and graphs and all this carrying on. And I'm like, oh, well, today, the way I take care of myself is I just say no to everybody because I'm exhausted. I'm no, no, no. Okay. But I like to project. Not always helpful. And I think, oh, so self-care means say no to everybody. That's not what it means. It means that's what it means today. There is something, you know, about the Tao, right? The Tao of in the moment, what's true now. Because see, tomorrow, it may be that self-care, like the way I can connect with the love inside of me is to help you out, to be generous, to go visit, to make, you know, whatever it is, and make the cookies, something. And so there's, it's very interesting. The if I want this thing called self-care to work, right, to be effective, it must be in the present. It's the only place self-care exists. The other thing is that it is appropriate. I have to allow myself a phase, like a window of time to explore this. Because see, where I come from, this is so funny. I thought self-care was, here's what I thought. I thought it was, well, I'll take care of myself by taking care of you. I mean, you want to get that. That's a little nutty. But that's what I thought. Because I thought I had the light and you didn't. But this is not true. I have the light. You have the light. Everybody has the light. And everyone is entitled to come into conscious awareness of that light when they're at their time. I don't know when their time is. Okay. Yeah. Fascinating stuff. I don't know. But I started out thinking that self-care was self-sacrifice. I was very confused. And I also thought it was manicures. I thought if I had enough manicures, and I'm sitting there. Here's the thing about a manicure. If you're in a hurry, you don't want to get a manicure.
No, they're frustrating to sit there and get a manicure.
Wait, I'm like trying to do my phone. It's like, no, there's the Tao of self-care. And I have really been, I've been working with and it's challenging because I'm from, you know, I was raised a certain way and that's fine, but we are like a bridge generation. We are the people that came in, we bought the old ideas for the purpose of transforming them.
Right, exactly.
Why is it like, oh my God, I have all these crazy old ideas, but I have this awareness that it's possible to be free. So in the record, this is also fascinating to me. Working in the record, I have come to understand that I will only let myself have that freedom. And you do a lot of this work, right? Freedom from old beliefs and going in, but I must be convinced that freedom is good for me. And I know in my work, I've done a lot of exploration into other times and places where I was convinced that freedom was bad, right? It was like dangerous. Yeah. And one of the things we get to do in this life is to like, well, of course, that's what I thought. What else would I think? That's what everybody thought. But now it's all changing. So it's very exciting. So I'm coming to understand that freedom, it is safe to be free. It is good to be free. Perfect. And that self-care stimulates the self-love that's already in there. And when I have the awareness of goodness, whether within or beyond or both simultaneously, right? What happens is I become aware of the essential goodness in everyone I encounter. And so for your guests, you know, here's the thing. If you close your eyes and put your hands over your heart and let yourself become aware, or even consider the possibility that within you resides a well of infinite love and goodness. It is light, it is love, it is goodness, it is truth, it is you. It has always been there. It will always be there for you, to be expressed as you in lifetime after lifetime. And as you go forward into the world, consider the possibility that everyone you encounter has within them an infinite well of life and love and goodness and truth and beauty. It's all there. And we are all connected. And as you are awakened, you need do nothing but enjoy the goodness as you experience it and live the life that you've been given to live. And in so doing, you are naturally a blessing to everyone you encounter. And so for now, we leave this be. Letting your hands rest, opening your eyes, and returning to the group.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Linda. I want to thank you so much for being with me today and sharing these absolutely beautiful processes. I think you're really amazing. What is the name of your website so our guests can go there and sign up?
Oh, great. Yeah, stop by. It's lindahowe.com. Okay.
Perfect.
Lindahowe.com. And there's all kinds of, you know, classes. There's all kinds of stuff. And let me know. Be sure if you contact me, you let me know that you saw me on this show, right? That when I was having this conversation with Tamara. Okay. Because I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I hope to have you back as a guest. I think there's a lot more to explore. So thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. So that was Linda Howe. Absolutely amazing. Go check out her website, lindahowe.com. I've heard a lot about her. This is my first time connecting with her, and I really resonated with her. I think she's very cool and has a lot of really good insight that can help you. There was three activations I wrote down during this call that I wanted to share with you at the end of the call. And selfishness, like Linda was saying, self-care, because we're taught that self-care is selfishness. You're being selfish. What do you mean you're taking time for yourself? What do you mean you're doing this? What do you mean you're doing that? You're a really selfish person. And we have to have self-care. We have to take care of ourselves because we can't be there for anyone else if we don't. And then I wrote down bleeding heart. Bleeding heart activation. I received this when I was on this little boat on the Amazon River. I did this 7-day trip on the Amazon River with a friend of mine. I think it was 2015. And I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated by seeing the sadness in everybody's eyes, how people were living. Even the shamans we met, their sadness in their eyes. And I know that hit me deep because if you see childhood pictures of me, I had a lot of deep sadness in my eyes. And I was overwhelmed. And I was supposed to go to Machu Picchu. I had another 2 weeks to go, but I made myself sick by just what I was. It knocked me sideways. I couldn't continue the trip. I flew home and I asked, what do I do? And I heard bleeding heart activation. So I ran this bleeding heart activation and it cleared me. And again, this is part of the self-care because when we have this bleeding heart and we're sending all our energy out to everyone, it drains us. And then we're not taking care of ourselves. So it's so important to let that go and realize that everybody's having their own human experience. And we send them love without draining ourselves trying to save them in the world, because truly the world and everyone on it just needs love. But by draining yourself, you're not helping anyone do anything. And you can't be there for anyone if you've got this bleeding heart. I've been there. I've done it. Doing this deactivation really, really shifted me so I could be at peace with this. And then also I wrote down doormat. Because again, another part of self-care and Bleeding Heart is doormat. You let everybody run all over you. You let everybody step all over you, you know, like out of respect or anything else. Oh, they're better than me, so I must let them step on me and take advantage of me. And so these are the deactivations I want to run for you today so that you can be more centered and be more calm within yourself. Like Linda and I were talking about, you know, everything's inside, and no matter where you go, there you are, you know, so it's an inside job, and everything is here for you. And I'm here to assist you with the way I do this. And the way I do this, I connect to source energy and I run these activations. They're very powerful. They'll keep shifting you for days, weeks, even months after receiving this. So first activation I'm going to be running is Bleeding Heart. And all you have to do is connect into your heart and just allow whatever thoughts, feelings, or emotions to emerge is just fine. So here we go. Not your doormat. Adding this deactivation in now also. This changes this through your subconscious programming. So automatically it just erases these programs and these belief systems. So life just gets better. And let's clear those selfishness belief systems. I'm also hearing to run healthy boundaries, so I'm also going to run that. Okay, great. Bring your energy into Mother Earth. Just connect into that beautiful energy of peace, love, joy, and happiness. Feeling this energy flow through every single cell of your body. Open your eyes when you're ready. Good. Now, again, this is going to keep transforming you for days, weeks, even months after this. And you'll just find you're more at peace and things don't affect you like they used to. It just magically shifts you because it's rewriting those subconscious programmings. We call it metaprogramming, the human biocomputer, because these programs are intelligent. They keep rewriting the programs and upgrading your vibration. So you just feel more at peace and more happiness and more confidence in yourself. I just want to let you know we have Empowered Healers coming up. We just did a free call on that. That call is available with a bunch of activations on it on my website, completely and totally free. And then we have Empowered Healers coming up on September 24th. It starts. If you missed that, you can get the replays. This is going to be really amazing, where we're doing 15 to 20 activations per call, shifting you out of your fear of showing up, your fear of making money, your fear of being seen, your fear of witnessing miracles with clients, or even witnessing miracles with yourself, or that belief that time, that things take forever. They can happen magically and instantly, or they can take time. There's really no timeline. That's really up to us when we're ready for this. So I'm here for you, help you shift you. And like we say here on OM, that I've got tons of free content on my website to help you shift, to be a better you, to be stronger in who you are. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye. Mm-hmm.